Hello and welcome to Business Today's weekly tech wrap, where we take you through the hottest headlines from the tech world this week. The next OnePlus device could very well be the first 5G smartphone in the world. Speaking at Mobile World Congress in Shanghai, OnePlus chief Pete Lau said that the company is exploring its partnership with Qualcomm to develop one of the first 5G smartphones. The launch of this new OnePlus flagship, which is likely to be called OnePlus 7, will sync with the first year of 5G in the US. OnePlus is also looking into carrier deals in the United States to expand its reach in one of the most important markets in the world. Xiaomi added the Redmi 6 Pro to its new generation of Redmi smartphones. The device was launched in China at the beginning of this week. The Redmi 6 Pro comes with the trusted Snapdragon 625 coupled with either 3GB or 4GB of RAM. The three variants of the device get either 32GB or 64GB of internal storage depending on the memory configuration. At front is a 5.8-inch Full HD Plus screen with a display cutout at top, the first we have seen with Redmi devices. At the back is the familiar Redmi design with a dual camera setup featuring 12-megapixel and 5-megapixel sensors. The device has been priced in a range starting from 999 yuan to 1,299 yuan. It was a week of milestones for Xiaomi. The Chinese tech giant sold a million units of its recently launched Mi 8 series in a span of 18 days. A million units of the Mi Band 3, which was launched alongside the Mi 8 series, was sold in only 17 days. These sales figures pertain to the Chinese market only, as the devices are yet to be launched in the global markets. Apple reportedly began assembling the iPhone 6s in India. The tech giant is in collaboration with its Taiwan-based manufacturer Winstron to manufacture this device. The Taiwanese company has set up a production line in its Bengaluru facility. However, Apple is manufacturing only limited quantities of iPhone 6s in India and will have to scale its production if the Indians are to get any price benefits. Apple and Samsung finally buried the hatchet in a 7-year-long legal battle over patent infringement. Both companies, however, withheld the compensation amount that was paid to Apple in this matter. Apple first sued Samsung in 2011 over charges of copying design and utility patents for iPhone. After bringing a TV feature last week, Instagram introduced its own video call feature in this week's update. The feature is available to all Instagram users and they only have to update their app to its latest version. The video call option is available in the chat section of Instagram. The launch of WhatsApp payment has been delayed due to lack of communication between agencies. Reports suggest that the National Payments Corporation of India has failed to respond to critical queries by Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology regarding the UPI-based payments method. WhatsApp payments has been in beta since February and is being tested with 1 million users. And that's all from us this week. If you like what we do here, please like, comment and share. And if you're watching this video on YouTube, please subscribe and do not forget to press that bell icon. Thank you.